Gaula, The Funeral Wake. The Legend of Alastoria. Beltrán Pérez de Alos was the Lord of Alastoria. His life changed when his wife died 2 days after the birth of his daughter, Ushua. Over time, he remarried a cruel and arrogant woman who, together with her 2 daughters, turned Ushua's childhood into a silent torment. During the War of Castile, while Beltrán was away, something happened in the tower. 2 years later, when he returned, he found Ushua sick and despondent, unable to confess her pain. Intending to take her away from her father, the stepmother forced Ushua to marry a man from Bidania she did not love. The Lord of Alos, wishing to understand his daughter's grief, asked the young Black Raven, whom he considered a son. However, far from clarifying his suspicions, the boy only increased them. Soon after, Beltrán learned that a child had been born in Alastoria during his absence. When he asked for an explanation, his wife accused Ushua of the scandal. Deeply distressed, Beltrán died suddenly. As the Gaula was about to conclude, Ushua appeared and sang a harrowing song that revealed years of abuse, lies, and dishonor. At that moment, pushed by the stepmother, Black Raven drew a dagger to kill Ushua, but Beltrán rose from his coffin and struck the treacherous young man with his sword, saving his daughter. The next day Beltrán was buried, with the striking absence of Black Raven, who was never seen again. Days later, Alastoria closed its doors forever and the stepmother and her daughters were imprisoned in a convent. Ushua, finally free, left Deba with her husband and a mysterious man to begin a new life.